This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
Kick it off the third hour. And we are joined by the head football coach of Troy University. His team kicked the bowl season off in fine fashion, putting 50 on the board in the Ardell Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Coach, good morning and congratulations. Wow, what a way to start off the bowl season.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys having me on. It was it really was. It was a great way to finish what has become the best Division I season we've had. And thought our guys really played well. You know, probably as good a most complete game that we've played all season. And proud of how we finished.
Neil Brown with his coach with the post-game comments, I thought really resonated with a lot of the Troy fans that I talked to. When you said not only on the podium at midfield after the game, but also in the post-game press conference, you considered that win against North Texas as a program win. Can you dive into that a little more?
Yeah, and this is what I meant by those comments, Barry, is this. I thought this was a great opportunity for us to show that we had built this program to a point where we could overcome injuries. And we had seven guys going into the game in our two deep that didn't play. And then DeAndre Douglas got hurt on the very first play of the game. So we played the whole football game without eight guys in our two deep. And we always have this philosophy of next man up. And for that to come to fruition in a bowl game on national TV against the Western Division champions of the Conference USA, I thought that solidified us on being on really firm footing for the future.
Coach, there was an interesting comment. We had Tom Luganville on the air about a half hour ago from ESPN, and he was commenting that he had seen the game, and he hearkened back way back when, I guess it was 6 years ago, whenever, of course, he does a lot of recruiting commentary as well, when he was talking with James Coley, who's now at the University of Georgia, and Coley was telling him, man, have you seen this Brandon Silvers' tape down in Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, Pensacola, down in that area, and he said, "Boy, why are more huge programs not heavy after this kid?" And he said, "Even then, you know, that Brandon Silvers looked like he had the earmarks of a top flight quarterback. He certainly has borne that out for your program."
But he played at an extremely high level on Saturday, and I think he's flown under the radar. I think it's an absolute travesty that he didn't make an all-conference team in the Sun Belt. I thought he was clearly the best quarterback in our league over the last two seasons. And he put on a show on Saturday in the New Orleans Bowl on a national stage against a very good opponent. He was as sharp as he's been throughout his whole career. And he's a guy that's continue to get better. He's got all the physical tools. He's got as quick a release as you're ever going to find. He's as accurate as anybody in college football. He's got the size, athleticism. He's got a future in the NFL. You know, it's just a matter of when and where. But I'm really proud of Brandon and how he's matured off the field and how his game has continued to get better. The other thing that I think that shows growth is we've struggled around him at times this year. He's had a lot of drops. We've had some issues on offense that didn't have anything to do with him. And he's never once complained. He's never once pointed a finger. He's never said anything in the media. He's handled it with class, and I appreciate that.
Coach, the early signing period, we talked with Luganville about that as well. Your stance on it, there's a lot going on this time of year. Do we need this going on too?
Well, there is a lot going on. Here's my stance on it. I think the old system was not working. And I think that a lot of football coaches don't like change. So any type of change is met with resistance. I'm in the mindset that something needs to be done. I'm not sure that a December signing day is the right time. I haven't put a lot of time and research into figuring out when the best time for this early signing period is. I know that it needs to happen. I know there was a lot of time and resources wasted toward the end of the recruiting cycle. And I know that the recruiting has changed so much over the last over the last 10, 15 years, and the recruiting rules haven't changed really over the last 25. So the methods of communication, how quickly things happen. So I believe that early signing day is necessary and it is needed. I'm not sure that December is the best date, though.
Neil Brown is with us. His Troy Trojans are Sun Belt Conference champions and New Orleans Bowl champions. And your staff were so hyper-busy getting ready for the New Orleans Bowl, coaching that game. Without obviously issuing any secrets, what's this week like for you and your staff after the New Orleans Bowl and there's no break? What's it like leading into the early signing day?
Well, you know, normally after a bowl game, you break as a staff and basically get back together after the new year. This year's a little bit different. They all have the day off today, and then we'll be back. Last night, we were on the phone a lot, talking to all the kids that we anticipate signing on Wednesday. We'll continue to work the phones over the next couple of days. It's a fluid situation. That's the way it always is leading into signing day. The last 3 or 4 days before are critical, and you know, things change, and you're dealing with young people, and you know, and they're making a very important decision in their life. So we're working the phones, and we'll work through Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when we get guys signed.
One or two more questions. You mentioned Brandon Silvers in your estimation at quarterback has an opportunity that will be forthcoming in the league. I noted that a lot of coaches would probably have been a lot more nervous than you when their all-time leading scorer was out for a bowl game, when Jordan Chun just wasn't able to go in the New Orleans Bowl. But your offense and your running game really never blinked, and that was because of Josh Anderson.
You know, and it really did. You know, offensively, if you look at what we had in the bowl game, second leading receiver was out going into the game. Our first leading receiver gets hurt on the opening kickoff. Our leading rusher was out. The guy, Trey Eifert, who made a lot of plays for us, which he's our fourth leading receiver, he's out. So we didn't have a lot of pieces. I had a ton of faith in Josh Anderson, and as disappointed I was that Chun wasn't able to play, I was probably as much or maybe more excited for the opportunity that Josh Anderson had. Probably the best teammate we have on our football team, guy that's worked extremely hard, and he's talented. He's going to get a chance at the next level too, Barry. I mean, he's 250 pounds. He's agile. He had a great senior year. If you look at it down the stretch, his yards per carry were ever bit as good as Jordan's, and that's not a knock on Jordan. That just tells you how well he was playing. So the other thing going in this bowl game, you know, disappointed guys can't play, but also excited because the way we approached this football game with our underclassmen was this was the first game of 2018.
Right.
And the 2018 season has an opportunity to be as special, maybe more so than this season we just finished.
Final thought then, I have one more question, and it had to do with this, the way the defense played. Coach Pat Dye was with us, and he mentioned that, boy, that defense, it seemed like everybody that you had out there for Troy, and the defense was shorthanded as well. Everybody can run, everybody's, you know, not in the right spot. This defensive football team really showed out against North Texas, and it should be another stellar unit again next year. Do you agree?
I agree. I think we actually have an opportunity to be improved on defense. I really do. We've got we need a couple guys to step up and our couple signees to step up and play, help us on the defensive line. But I think we'll have more depth. I think we'll be faster. Now, we're going to miss the leadership. We had a lot of glue guys, what I call glue guys, guys that are team guys that, you know, on our defensive side, guys like Jalen Harris, Cam Melt. Cam Melt played his best game he's played all season, that bowl game. Thought he played extremely well. Chris Weatherspoon, guys like that, guys that I think are really critical to our success because they set the tone with how they work. But from a talent standpoint, I think we have an opportunity to maybe even be improved.
Coach, well, one final observation from me. Boy, the Trojan Nation really showed out down in New Orleans. There were tons of Troy fans. And, Neil, I got to tell you, I recognized a lot of Montgomery faces over there that I know from up here in this town that were down there in New Orleans. Montgomery sure is proud of your Troy team.
They did. And we really turned out in large numbers. You talk about a great couple days for our university. I mean, the graduation ceremony on Friday night that we held for our student athletes, for our football student athletes and the members of the Sound of the South. I'll never forget that. What a special evening that was. And then the Trojan walk that we had in the hotel, the Marriott on Canal Street, before the game. And then I thought our people turned out. I saw a lot of familiar faces from Montgomery, which is a critical area for yes. us. Really put a stamp on what is a special season. 11 wins, New Orleans Bowl champions, Sunbelt Conference champions. And I really think we deserve to be ranked in the top 25 at the end of the season. I really believe that we're one of the top 25 teams in the country. I think our body of work shows that.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with that ranking.
Absolutely.
A couple of things before we let you go. Coach, you're gonna next time y'all go to a bowl game, if it's particularly in New Orleans, you're gonna have to have somebody to reel Barry in. Word on the street is he was out till 9:45 one night. And
that's right. Well, that's only if they were if dessert took that long.
Yeah. So
he was eating with Jerry Miller. So the Jerry probably had dessert. Barry did. Barry probably would not have dessert, but. He's probably with Jerry Miller, and Jerry probably ordered dessert, so he had to wait. That's the only reason he would have kept him out that late.
Yeah, I couldn't believe he was out that late. And looking at your 2018 schedule, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I think I'm just going to stay away from Troy next football season. I don't want to be the blame of anything, and I want you to eclipse the 11-win mark, so I'm going to stay away.
Well, I know you went to our South game. We didn't play very well. As much as I think of you, I think you have very little to do with that. And we do. We've got a really compelling matchup to open up the season, 2018. I feel like that we have an opportunity to finish this season ranked in the top 25, which we do that. I think we'll enter the 2018 season right on the cusp of a top 25 ranking. Boise State's going to finish in the top 20 this year. They'll be in the preseason top 25. Next year as well. They've got a lot of players coming back, and we're going to open up our north end zone facility for the public with new Jumbotron, and it sets up for a game that I bet will be on national television, and it'll be an opportunity for us to really show the rest of the country that we're one of the top group of five programs. I think our body of work over the last 2 years shows that 21-5. Over the last two seasons, which is really impressive, and we've got a great opportunity starting the season with Boise next year.
It's going to be
Coach,
fun.
We certainly enjoyed all the time you spent with us. We really appreciate it. I know the people around here in Montgomery really appreciate it, and we look forward to some great news coming up on the early signing period. Thanks so much for the time,
guys. As always, appreciate you having me on. You all have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Coach. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Great stuff on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. That's head coach Neil Brown of the Troy Trojans. Big win in the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl on Saturday to get their 11th win on the season. And that was quite a way to cap it off.